A Jacksonville development set to open this week blends temporary crisis and permanent low-income housing, mostly for women. WJCT got a sneak peek at the Sulzbacher Village. Evan Willman is crossing the threshold into a new apartment. The modest studio comes fully furnished with IKEA furniture, plates, utensils, and kitchen supplies. It's just one of 70 permanent units at Sulzbacher Village, which also offers one and two bedrooms. Willman says it's hard to believe the three-story building went up in just 13 months.
In April, we broke ground on an empty field. And then all of a sudden, this started rising up from the ashes, you know? I mean, every time we came out here, there was more and more and more of it.
Willman is with Sulzbacher, previously known as the Sulzbacher Center, the name of its homeless shelter downtown. She says over the years, that shelter became crowded and had to turn people away. Not only that, but it only provided temporary shelter while trying to place people in more stable housing. Two-thirds of Sulzbacher's clients are women and children. And this new center, she says, will help offer them everything they need to get back on their feet.
If they're in the permanent housing units, these apartments, they will sign one-year leases. And then the female veterans and the respite patients, that will turn over kind of on a regular basis as they no longer require our services. And then we have 30 rooms for emergency housing that will take care of women and families that need to get off the street.
She says there are special units for female veterans, medically needy women, and families going through immediate crisis. Sulzbacher Village will also have an on-site children's clinic, a daycare center, early learning classes, and job training and placement for adults. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.